This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
USDA has released the preliminary results of the 2012 Census of Agriculture. The census shows an increase in the value of agricultural products sold in the U.S., totaling $394.6 billion in 2012, an increase of 33% from 2007. For just the second time in census history, crop sales exceeded livestock sales. Per farm average value of sales increased over $52,000 between 2007 and 2012, continuing a 30-year upward trend and representing the largest rise in census history. While the number of farms and land in farms were slightly down, they held steady. The U.S. had 2.1 million farms in 2012, down 4.3% from the 2007 census. An overall downward trend in mid-sized farms continued, while the smallest and largest-sized farms held steady. The amount of land in farms declined from 922 million acres to 915 million between 2007 and 2012. That's a decline of less than 1%, and it is the third smallest decline between censuses since 1950. The 2012 census also shows that principal farm operators are becoming older. The average age of a principal farm operator in 2012 was 58.3 years, up 1.2 years since 2007, and continuing a 30-year trend of steady increase. USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service Administrator Cynthia Clark says the release of preliminary census results is just a first look at the data. The final report will be published in May. A study released Thursday by Kennedy and Co. and LLC and Farmers for Tax Fairness shows proposed changes to the tax code restricting the use of cash accounting by agricultural operations would reduce agriculture's access to capital by as much as $12.1 billion over the next 4 years. According to the study prepared by Informa Economics, U.S. ag producers forced to switch from cash basis to accrual basis accounting under new laws would have to pay out as much as $4.84 billion in taxes during the next 4 years. Over the same time period, borrowing capacity of these operations would decrease by another $7.26 billion. Kennedy & Co. CEO Jeff Wald said the study quantifies what producers across the U.S. have been saying. This tax payment and subsequent loss of financial flexibility will have a major negative effect on agriculture in the U.S. The study states that, in aggregate, these farms have less than $1.4 billion in current cash on hand to pay the additional taxes. If the tax bill associated with deferred income comes in an unprofitable farm year, or if the producer cannot otherwise meet the capital requirements, the farmer or livestock producer may have to downsize to survive. The Kennedy & Co. Director of Federal Affairs, Brian Kuhl, says the impact would extend beyond producers and affect their lenders, processors, and other key suppliers. He says producers will no longer have funds available to buy tractors and combines or invest in labor and other inputs. The House Ways and Means Committee and the majority staff for the Senate Finance Committee both released discussion drafts of tax reform proposals in 2013 that would reduce the number of agricultural operations that can use cash method of accounting. Kuhl says that cash accounting is a simpler form of accounting that allows farmers to better manage volatility and risk. Requiring a change to accrual-based accounting, he says, takes away the one thing farmers can actually control: their cash flow. Porcine epidemic diarrhea virus has now been confirmed in 25 U.S. states and 3 Canadian provinces. Paragon Economics President Steve Meyer says PEDV has not had a major impact on the supply situation yet.
Well, it hadn't had much yet because the first of those big pig losses happened early last summer, and they wouldn't have come to market until December. So, you know, we haven't had a lot of supply impact of PEDV yet from a market hog standpoint. I think that's going to get larger as we go through the year and get pretty large once we get to the summer, given the amount of sow farms that were involved in these breaks last fall in October, November. So I don't think anything that's gone on in the hog market yet, other than futures, now I'm talking cash, really you can lay on PEDV, but I think we're going to see that come to bear. And
while PEDV is influencing hog supplies, market prices have adjusted upward.
The demand for pork, the demand for hogs, really the demand for most things, and especially meats, they're called inelastic, which means that's the relationship between price change and quantity change. And inelastic demand, if we reduce the supply by 1%, the price goes up by more than 1%. If we increase the supply by 1%, the price goes down by more than 1%. So in the case of PEDV, this is a shock, it's an unexpected reduction in supply, price will go up by more than quantity goes down and total revenue actually goes up. It's not an argument to lose pigs by any measure, because we don't want to do that. That's not the business we're in. But from a financial standpoint, the impact of this disease, as long as it kind of hits a lot of the industry, won't be devastating on any one person because total revenue will go up. Now, if you're the only guy that gets it, then that won't be enough pig loss to drive that price higher. And then you would have a significant loss in the amount of pigs you produce. But as it kind of spreads, the financial impact on any one person actually gets smaller.
Paragon Economics President Steve Meyer. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
This is Wayne Schaefer, your country financial agent in Jerseyville. Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. So when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You can't trust your farm protection to just anyone. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. So let us put 80 years of experience to work for you. Find out more about farm insurance from me, your country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs, to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
What are people saying about Illinois Farm Bureau? Just ask Art Liefers, a Macoupin County farmer and Farm Bureau member, and he'll talk about training.
ALOT has really opened new channels and thought for me. I've developed my leadership style, learned my strengths and weaknesses, and how to work with groups of people and with my family. When you find yourself in a tough situation, you can work out a solution.
The value? Training and development. Call Macoupin County Farm Bureau and ask about value. Illinois Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
I wake up with my radio, shower and makeup with it, drink coffee and take off with it on my arm. No jumps, road bumps, add rhythm to my songs, sing-alongs at stop signs, sticky rhymes running through my days. Take my radio to go, and go where my radio plays. However and wherever you listen, radio keeps you company.
Brought to you by the radio industry and this station, to remind you that radio is heard here. Radio is heard everywhere.
Many FFA chapters have been doing a variety of activities for FFA Week. Although Morrisonville FFA chapter held their banquet this past Monday, they're doing something different for the rest of their FFA Week. I spoke with Leighton Brown, Morrisonville FFA chapter president, about how their banquet went and what their new plans for FFA Week are.
It went very well. I was a little nervous with the roads. You know, as you know, the weather conditions were not favorable, but we still ended up having 150 guests. The meal was delicious, so it really turned out well.
Tell us a little bit more about your FFA banquet. I hear you had a couple interesting guests out there.
Yes, we had a lot of interesting guests. We actually had the oldest Morrisonville FFA member there. His name is Don McWard. He graduated in 1946. He also achieved his state degree that year. We also had Ralph Sloman, who graduated in 1947. He also achieved his state degree, and he was also the first DeKalb Award winner from Morrisonville.
And can you tell us what the DeKalb Award is?
It's for the Most Outstanding Senior Award.
All right, very nice.
We also had the state FFA president, Sam Detweiler, come as a guest speaker. He had a very inspirational speech. And also Bill Bullard, he served for many years as an ag teacher here, and he had some nice words to say. So it really turned out nice.
All right, well, congratulations on running a nice banquet, and I hear you have some plates that are left over.
Yes, we made some plates kind of as a memento. We're selling them for $10, and we still have plenty left. So if you would like to have something to remember this milestone, we have a plate. It has Morrisville FFA etched into it, and it's only $10. So if you would like to, please contact the school, and we can get you one.
And can you read off what it says on the bottom?
Yes, it has 75th anniversary and the date, February 17th, 2014, etched on the bottom. And right in the center, it's got the FFA logo.
Great. And although it is FFA week, you guys seem to be delaying yours a little bit. Is that right?
Yes. The way this winter's going, you can't really tell what the weather's going to be like. So we decided to postpone it to March 17th to hope for some better weather.
So Morrisonville will be having their own FFA week, the week of March 17th?
Yes, correct.
And what are you guys going to be doing that week?
Well, Monday we are going to have Tractor Day, which is wear your favorite color of your tractor. And that same day we're going to have the tractor show, so you can bring in whatever tractor you'd like and we'll do some judging. The nicest one will get maybe a little trophy or something. Tuesday's going to be Redneck Day, so obviously dress like a redneck. And we're going to have the truck show that day. That Wednesday, we're going to do Camo Day and an ATV show. That Thursday, we're going to have America Day, so dress patriotic. And then that Friday, we're going to have Blue and Gold Day, just like it'd be this coming Friday. And we're going to have a petting zoo for the grade school and then a cookout for us.
Again, that was Leighton Brown from the Morrisonville FFA chapter announcing they will be hosting their own FFA week in March when the weather is nicer. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.